And very good evening and welcome along to The Score. I'm Dermot Doherty, and hopefully you can stay tuned through until 8 o'clock for what's another busy show. We're back after a well-earned rest over Christmas and New Year, and we're back with a bang because just as the new inter-county season gets up and running, well, Donegal find themselves embroiled in controversy, and it's all down to an issue over fixtures. We knew for some time that this weekend's semi-finals in the Dr. McKenna Cup were going to clash with the Sigerson Cup competition, and after a day of much discussion behind the scenes, well, it has emerged that Donegal will not, after all, be fulfilling their fixture this weekend. Brendan Devaney is in studio to try and put some sense on what's a quite bizarre situation. We'll speak to Brendan in a couple of minutes. Later on, we'll hear from Donegal captain Michael Murphy. He's been speaking to Tom Comack, and that's ahead of Sigerson weekend. And there's more besides. It's another busy weekend on the local soccer scene. And on Monday night, the launch took place in Letterkenny's Mount Errigal Hotel of the Donegal Sports Star Awards for 2019. Later on tonight's show, we'll look back on a night when the sports stars of 40 years ago were themselves given pride of place. But there's only one place to start tonight, and that's with the news that Donegal will not be fielding against Monaghan on Sunday in their Dr. McKenna Cup fixture. Declan Boner told Highland Radio Sport this evening that, regrettably, they will not be fulfilling the fixture. The Ulster Council earlier on today said the semi-finals would go ahead as planned. Brendan, what do you make of it all?
Yeah, shock, to be honest. Jim, we were talking earlier about the possibility of this happening. We never thought it would. But, you know, looking at the breakdown of it, you know, Donegal at this time of year carrying a squad of about 40. There's six guys who had surgery, likes of Owen Bann, Paddy McGrath, Kieran Gillespie. You know, then you add in the 13 lads in the Sigerson. And then we've got, I think, about 7, 8, 9 players suffering from flu. So that all put into the mix. Dermot, our under-20s are playing on Saturday. So you can see now where Boner's coming from. I thought that there would have been enough there to bring some kind of squad down and probably not look to win the game. I don't think they particularly wanted to win the game last night in Derry. They still managed to do that. But now the pressure's come on, and although they all asked for that delay, which probably would have got them a few players on Tuesday night from the Sigerson, Jim, it might have been enough to get them across the line. The Ulster Council have decided no, that the fixture goes ahead. So really, I've never seen this before in my life for Donegal are saying no, and it shows you maybe now as we try and get the fixtures right, the way the whole year's been pulled forward and everything's been squeezed in, this is one of the casualties of it. Now, and that said, Dermot, I suppose with Donegal having a newish panel, having to bring a lot of new blood in, you have 13 Sigerson players, a third of the panel, added, as I say, the injuries, plus now the guys we flew has led to the situation.
Well, the fans out there might be wondering, Brendan, you know, what this is all about, because everybody knew for so long that the Sigerson Cup was going to be on this weekend, and it was going to clash with the McKenna Cup semi-finals. So officials organising both competitions knew that as well.
Yeah, there was talk of it, Jim, I suppose, about playing it in December and that. And then there was that thing of when the players get a break, you know. Players that are involved in the club finals and that are going to say an Ulster club and that are Sigerson players, that are county players. There has to be some level of break, and it's certainly the worst month is usually around about December. That's the best month to take a break. You know, part of November, part of December. Just, and we're on about, you know, welfare keeps popping up. So I guess that's the big issue of trying to manage teams and manage players to see how we can work all this. The other thing is, Dermot Sigerson was always played on a Wednesday. You know, it's been moved to the weekend, which I think has probably led to a lot of the situation here. Why that is done, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it used to be played in February as well, isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah. That's part of the whole thing, Jim, about getting it out of the way of the National League. And while the GAA looks to move the whole championship forward, and one of the biggest reasons this is for the clubs, you know, so many clubs were being forced to run off their whole championship in September, getting squeezed into a provincial then straight away into October, and it was very unfair in them. So the GAA's be trying to do this predominantly for the clubs. But I think the Sigerson is a special place. It's a special competition. So many of these young lads get help. They get scholarships, you know, they get help with rent. And it's a pathway for them in terms of their education and help out. So I think the Sigerson competition needs to be helped and protected. I think what happened, Jim, was the McKenna Cup grew when there was nothing really happening at that time of year. You know, the Sigerson College became involved in it. And there was a lot of media hype around it because there was no football for the months previous to it. And I think it grew out of itself in terms of the interest in it, but it really didn't matter that much. And I think what you're seeing now is Declan Boner saying, listen, we can't fulfil. And I don't think there's any real want to fulfil. It's all about the National League and then preparation for the championship.
Yet in all counties will use the McKenna Cup as preparation for the National League, Brendan. So you know, some would say it is a competition that plays a role and is necessary.
Definitely. You can't go into the league cold, but I think, Jim, if you look at other sports and other competitions, say, let's look across the water, the Premier League, people get together and play a tournament when it suits them. There's nothing to stop the likes of ourselves, Derry, Fermanagh, Sligo, Mayo, getting a wee tournament over the course of a weekend, maybe play a final on a Wednesday night. Something to get just to bring lads up to speed. Because I think, as we keep saying back, there's too much pull on players. There's definitely no room for a third serious competition. Not a mini Ulster anyway. I think it'd be better if people organised their own pre-season and the league started when it started now, and let the Sigerson be played pre that, and let the students get that out of the way first.
So what's going to be the repercussions for Declan Bonner and Donegal then, Brendan, if, as they say, they won't be fulfilling this fixture this weekend?
Because I've never seen this before, it's impossible for the GAA to come heavy-handed at Donegal. You know, they're not just blanking Donegal. They're not banking the Ulster Council and their fixture committee and saying, listen, we're not doing that. They have reasonable grounds to do that. It's a very difficult one then for the Ulster Council, of course. They're backed into a corner. They're saying that, right, what if you get into the final? Is this same situation not going to be up? You know, there will be certain Sigerson players out then, but there could be a load still involved. So they're saying it needs to go ahead. So it's kind of funny. For me, I would just let the final be the final. You know, Monaghan get the pass, and if Down can fulfil their fixture as well, you know, let it be. I don't think anybody's any that worried about it, Jim. And as you say, it's all about preparation for the league. If you won the McKenna Cup or not, it's no big deal.
And the other question, Brendan, we were chatting off air. Did Declan Bonner have the option of possibly bringing in players from the under 20 squad? I know they've got a game this weekend as well. Could he have mixed things up, a mixture of under-20s and some of the fringe players from the senior panel?
Yeah, well, I suppose most of the players he's interested in, Jeremy, he's seen in that. And I suppose the under-20s playing on Saturday and then playing on Sunday. We keep going back to this thing now where a few years back, that's no problem. Go ahead and do it. Who cares? Who cares how many games those lads are playing? Because we all know if you play a serious game, Donegal's playing Roscommon on Saturday, you're not going to be ready to play a serious game on Sunday. And particularly for them young lads, getting a chance to play for senior team Donegal, being thrown in the mix again, it's probably not fair in them as well. So I think all in all, you know, Declan's decided that this isn't right for him, that he just doesn't have the squad available. And what you're thinking, there's club players around the county as well, Jeremy, which they're not training at this time of year. So again, it wouldn't be fair in them throwing them into a game. And, you know, there was 5,000 at Armagh, the Tyrone Armagh game the last night. There's a lot of interest in football here. It's not just like some kind of friendly game. Mm. So they asked lads just to step in when they're not 100% ready. Wouldn't be fair on them. So I admire now what Declan's done. And really, it's thrown up this whole situation now in cramped fixtures. And certainly this time of year, particularly, I suppose, take out the flu virus situation there, Jeremy, then I think Donegal would be good to go. This is the thing that's thrown in the mix, but something that could happen in a year.
Okay, that's the thoughts of Brendan Devaney, former Donegal footballer, on what's a bit of a mess in terms of the fixture set up for this coming weekend. We'll have more on that and a look ahead to the Sigerson Cup action this weekend after this break. And you're welcome back to The Score. Well, the Ulster Council have been officially informed tonight of Donegal's withdrawal from the McKenna Cup on Sunday, so Donegal won't be playing against Monaghan. The other game is Down and Tyrone, and Brendan Devaney is with us in studio tonight. Brendan, leaving aside the controversy surrounding this weekend, just for now, when you look back on Donegal's start to 2020, hasn't been bad. Declan Bonner will be pretty happy, I'm sure.
Pretty happy, and Jeremy, I suppose unearthing players, it's vital for Donegal. We're in a bit of a transition stage. I think with Donegal, we've got probably 5 or 6 of the best players in Ireland in certain positions, and I think what they're doing is kind of, I thought last year with Donegal times, kind of keeping the whole team together. You know, one man we forgot to mention there, of course, was Michael Murphy, who's managing the LYAT, and that's another man that's missing. And of course, he is the heart and soul of this team. And I think that what we need to do very quickly, particularly defensively, you know, is start getting a few players in, you know, certainly cornerback, centre half back, both cornerbacks and centre half back has been an issue with us. And as we said there, with Owen Bahan's injury, Paddy McGrath, and the likes of Gillespie, you know, all players are key men for us in the back, all out, all getting injuries last year at different times. To get them lads back will be huge, and that's why young lads coming in now, it's brilliant for them to get the chance, you know, Jeremy. Every wee lad, you know, young lad dreams of Donegal, you know, no matter what stage you get in there. And if you get in then very quickly, you know, you think, oh, Shane Gallen, you know, no one heard of him a couple of years ago, and look at him right bang in there. I mean, the Aussies were even trying to take him away on us, Jeremy, you know. So I think in there, as much as players, particularly lower division players that get the chance there, it's hard maybe to quantify how good they are playing in a junior intermediate championship. But very quickly you can see they're at training if they get a chance in a McKenna Cup game and the likes. So you can see if they're capable, and Declan will keep them involved. The panel, of course, is sitting about 40 now. It'll have to be cut to about 32 for the league. And then you have 26 travelling on any given day. And that's where these lads are looking to be aiming to be.
And the first league game, the first big game of the year, is Mayo in Balbuffet on the last weekend in January. And I suppose it's fair to say a number of players now who are involved in Sigerson, that's the ideal warm-up for them ahead of that game.
Yeah, it's huge, Jim. When you think back to our last game in Mayo there, was a disastrous draw that relegated us. Was the last time we played Mayo in Balbuffet there. And of course, the last championship game was when they knocked us out of the All-Ireland series in the Super 8s and really out-muscled us, Jim, which, you know, is a bit of a big question mark hanging over Donegal. Now, I think Mayo's the most physical team out there, but they really have bossed us a couple of times. And I think that's a big side of where Donegal's has to be. All those young lads coming in are going to get up to speed in terms of strength and power. It's a huge aspect and a huge side of our game now. But we have a great team in the background there. And I think that's where lads need to aim to be. Not only to be in the team skillfully and to be a good football player physically, you have to be right on it. And it's a massive, massive commitment now. And I've only the greatest respect for our players, because what they're doing is just basically dedicating their life towards that Donegal team. We all go out and support them. It's easy for us now, Jim. It's easy for me sitting there now, you're doing a bit of commentary. But we never trained at the level they train at now. You know, upper body wasn't a thing. So the training's basically at least doubled, if not more. And so was the commitment. So, you know, massive respect for the work that our lads put in and all the backroom team as well.
Okay, Brendan Devaney, for now, thanks very much for joining us this evening on The Score. The Sigerson Cup Championship then, it gets underway this weekend, and there will be plenty of interest in how Letterkenny Institute of Technology fare in their opening game, which is away to Athlone IT. Letterkenny qualified for the Sigerson Cup after winning the Trench Cup competition last February. They beat Dundalk IT in the decider in Cork. Not surprisingly, the Letterkenny squad includes a high number of players from this county. The team is managed by Michael Murphy, and he's been speaking with Tom Comack.
There's a strong Donegal showing in the team, a big representative there. We would have won another fella from Louth, Liam Jackson, who would have played with Louth in the Burn Cup, and we have two lads from Monaghan who would be in our squad, as well as a fella from Mayo. But outside of that, most of the rest are from Donegal. A lot of the lads now would be playing their third year colleges, and they would have played 2 years Trench, and this is their third year now playing in colleges football, and we would have a number, I suppose, of first years coming in, since we don't have a freshers team in Letterkenny IT. So there's a mix there, I suppose, of age range, but I suppose predominantly it's Donegal players. And I think that was to us, having won the Trench or the B competition in colleges last year, that was a big motivating factor for the players, and I suppose for us as management, was to try and give the footballers at the college a shot at the, I suppose, what you'd like to say is the big competition in Sigerson, and that was the big motivating factor this year. It's just to try and give the players a shot and an exposure to it, and they've got an exposure to it already through the league and through the Ryan Cup, and it has been a rocky road, but in fairness, the character of them, they've stuck at it, and training has been very, very good, and the commitment has been very, very good from the lads, and there's a really good atmosphere there. And you know, I'm just hoping now, with all the hard work they've done throughout this year, that they can that they can manufacture that now into performance this Sunday, you know.
You mentioned obviously winning the Trench Cup last year. It was a very successful year. You won the Division 2 league as well, so you've also stepped up in the league, and I suppose going on your results, that was tough going.
It was tough going. I mean, you were playing against, I suppose, Queen's University, Jordanstown and St Mary's, who would have been, I suppose, in recent years past winners of the Axel Sigerson Cup. So we knew it was going to be, you know, a huge, huge challenge for us. But in fairness, the lads were all very, very game. They're all up for the challenge. And I think our performances kind of showed that for large parts of the game. The scoreline probably didn't maybe warrant what I'm trying to say, but as I say, the lads were in the games right up through the second half, and coming strong near the end of some games. We just figured caught out at the back with some goals, and we failed to take a few of our chances ourselves, and as a result, we came on the losing end of each of the three games. But I still think the lads have put it themselves very, very well, and we put it ourselves okay. And
that was the first time ever up in the Rhine, I think, was it?
I think so. Is it from the college, from my perspective, I think it has been the first time. All right.
And this is the first time in Sigerson as well, is it?
First time in Sigerson too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's have you got much time? Have you got much work done with the team?
Yeah, without a doubt. We train every week, and we train right up until Christmas week. And the lads were afforded a couple of weeks off, obviously, over Christmas, and they had a good Christmas for themselves. But I suppose they're back this week, and they're juggling exams, and we're still getting out for training. But I have never had a problem with any of the lads in the college of IT in the 3 years there to get them out for training. They've been a breath of fresh air getting them out. Their trainings are tend to be short and sharp. I'd like to think they're fairly enjoyable, and as a result, we can continue to get players out on numerous occasions. You know, there's probably a couple of the lads that be involved with the county teams, with the under-20s and the seniors. They can sometimes be tied up a little bit, but their commitment to the cause in terms of attendance showing up is also very, very good. So it bodes well. It really is a club out there, and it feels like a club, but it doesn't feel like a representative team or even a college team. For when I played in Dublin, it really feels like a tight-knit club, and the lads get on well with each other. And I suppose a lot of that is maybe down to do with the vast majority are from Donegal and know each other, and there tends to be a certain club element to the feel of the squad, you know.
Mm. Well, you Michael Lynch and Michael Langan, Padraig Mogan, Owen McGettigan, who played last night for Donegal and are in Declan Bonner's squad. Any fear he might come poaching before the weekend?
Could well do. We'll have to chat that one out. But in fairness to Declan, throughout last and even on off the back of last year, and when we went away in our Trench Cup weekend, it was very difficult. It was in between National League fixtures, and it is always very encouraging for the players to go and play their colleges football. They understand the pressures some of them are on with certain colleges, but he's very accommodating to allow them to go away and encourage them to play well for their colleges. And I think that helps the fellas. They go away with no burden on their back, and they want to go and enjoy and play their colleges football, and each one of them four have been key and integral parts of it, and Michael has been a huge leader for us all there in the college over the last number of years, you know.
Athlone IT, your opponents, do you know much about them, or have you picked up anything on them?
It's a unique competition, and so far it's very difficult to get any information, I suppose. All colleges play their leagues prior to Christmas, and there tends to be a big shift in how those teams prepare prior to Christmas and how they line out prior to Christmas to how they line out tend to be in the Sigerson Cup. So we have their squad, and obviously we've a few of their match reports, but whether they line up anyway similar to how they did prior to Christmas, we'll have to wait and see. But they have a huge spread of counties.
Any well-known names or any familiar names?
Yeah, they have a couple of the Westmeath seniors, a couple of Clare seniors there that are involved with them too. As I say, they have a wide spread of counties involved with them, so as I say, they'll be probably picking on the cream of the crop in that. And as I say, sport is really high up the pecking order down in Athlone, and you know, it's going to be a huge game from playing Sigerson myself, and from getting the opportunity to play a number of years ago now. The home advantage is absolutely, you know, it's huge. It's huge in any game, obviously, but in Sigerson, where it's a bit of a, I suppose it's a mixed bag, and it's a hostile atmosphere. Home advantage can count for a lot, but we know that too. Haven't been afforded it in the past, and we just look forward to getting down and getting the opportunity to play Sigerson. And just my one wish is that the lads, I suppose, hard work and their endeavour and commitment over the last, not only this year, but over the last 2 to 3 years, will show now on Sunday. And as I say, if that performance can go out there, then I'll be happy man as part of it. And as I say, if a result comes off the back of that, well and good, but I would just love them to be able to perform off the back of their hard work.
That's Michael Murphy there, the manager of the Letterkenny IT team, who are on Sigerson Cup duty this weekend. And as we mentioned earlier, plenty of Donegal players in that squad, and there will be plenty of Donegal players playing for other sides this weekend. Sligo IT has a large contingent as well from the County Kilcares. Andrew McLean will captain Sligo IT, and there'll be other players there: Paul Brennan, Nathan Boyle, Shane McGrath, Kevin McBrearty, Jared Gallagher, and Timmy Govera from Bundoran. They're all part of that squad. There are players too from Donegal playing with Dublin City University, Trinity, Maynooth and UCD. So plenty of interest on what promises to be a busy and exciting opening weekend of Sigerson Cup action. We're going to go for another quick break.